My name's Ron. I'm one of the elders here at Living Hope. I also serve in the role of senior pastor. And we're excited about this morning. For those of you who have been part of the Living Hope family, you know that for a number of months now, we've been going through a process of asking the Lord who he would have us add to our leadership team, our elder team. And we're excited this morning to actually have that time of commissioning prayer. I trust by now you've seen the emails and the announcements. You knew this was going on this morning, and if you didn't, I'm glad you're here. We're going to do this in two parts. Just very briefly, we're going to do this in two parts. Over this next little block of time, before we release students, before we release the children's ministers, we're going to have a commissioning prayer. You'll hear just a little bit from the elders. We're going to have a commissioning prayer for them. And then during the sermon time, you're going to hear more from them. We're going to just talk a little bit more informally about some things that God is doing and just some insights. So that will all be on the podcast. So if you're serving this morning in children's ministry, or even if in this commissioning prayer time, like you're distracted or you want to come back and listen to that, that will all be on the podcast. Secondly, I'd like you to find this little insert in your program. I know there's a lot of inserts, but this little sort of pale yellow colored insert, it says a prayer for leaders. If you could keep that in your hands, because near the end of the commissioning prayer, you're going to have an opportunity to pray this together out loud. Okay, so just, I'd put it in your hands so you have it, so you don't have to go searching for it at that time. All right, well, let's move forward. I'm going to ask the three brothers to join me up front. I'm never quite sure what sequence to introduce them in because there is no rank or anything, but come on up, all three of you. If we honor our elders among us, I'll introduce Richard Reed first. This is Richard Reed, and Kevin Wanger is standing next to him. And Christopher Peters is over there on the end. So, I always say that you know these guys, and depending how long you've been at Living Hope, maybe you've never had a conversation with any of these men, or maybe you know one of them or two of them, but I'm hoping by the end of the morning, you'll have a little better sense. You'll have a little better sense of their hearts and just some things that God is stirring in them in this role. I will say this just briefly, that this past weekend, Friday and again on Saturday, we met together, Jay and I and our wives and these men and their wives, and we just had a wonderful time together praying, asking for God's guidance, asking him to lead us and to begin to start talking about what God is doing at Living Hope. So before we pray for them, we're going to have a commissioning prayer for them in a moment. Their wives are going to join them in a moment. But before we do that, I just wanted to give each of them the opportunity to respond to one simple question. We might have used the term already that we're appointing elders, but we don't appoint them in a sense that I call Rick one day and say, hey, Tag, you're it. I hope you're ready because we've decided that you are going to be an elder. the way this worked, I should mention Steve Cody is with us representing HopeNet this morning. He'll be joining us in just a minute. You'll hear more from Steve. But part of this whole process was an invitation. Well, first, we just talked to these men and said, are you willing to talk to us about this? Are you open to considering whether God might be calling you to this role? And then that led to some conversation and some prayer together. And it led to a point where there had to be an agreement between them and us that, yes, we believe this is what God's saying. So what I've done is I've asked each of them just to share briefly about that journey for them. Just that sense that obviously they had to come to a sense that God was calling them to this role. And I just asked them to share just briefly about that. So Richard, we'll start with you and pass the mic on down the line here. Age before beauty. That's right. That's why I went first.
That's right. This is going to sound a little strange, but when I first came to Living Hope, I said to Pastor Ron, I said, you know, there's nobody more surprised than me that I'm here. Because I never expected to be here, and I didn't aspire to any kind of leadership role. But as time went on, the relationship that the Lord built between us made it clear that I was to walk with this man. And even as more time went on, it became clear that I was supposed to be an influence, whether I was an elder or not. So that's, in a very, very brief way, my journey. Let me just say, before all of you now what a privilege and an honor it is to be called to serve this congregation. I love this body, and one of the reasons I do is because when Carl and I walk through these doors, you folks loved us. So, thank you.
Glenda and I have been a part of Living Hope since 2001, and from an early time when we first came through the doors here, we realized that this church has an anointing of God moving and changing lives. You know, for a number of years, we saw in the bulletin encountering God, transformation by encountering God, or transformed by encountering God. We saw that happening. One of the things that was really important to us here at Living Hope was being connected, and that was primarily through life groups. We continue to believe strongly in life groups. We saw a lot of growth. We saw a lot of ministry happening in life groups, and that's something where our heart's at. You know, Glenda and I have been through a lot of very difficult times in our marriage, in our family, some medical things that really were dark times that we walked through. And we came through those times really convinced that God was preparing us for something that was greater, something that was beyond what we could imagine at that point. And we began to sense in a very clear way that God was preparing us for serving and not sitting on the sidelines. He wanted us to be involved. He wanted us to be able to help and work alongside of other people. And out of that, it became very clear as this whole process of selecting elders and the prospect of who that was going to be, Glenda and I began to sense between us that that was something God was calling us to. And it's amazing when God begins to call you how the enemy will attack. We walked through about 3 weeks of the strongest attacks from the enemy that we had experienced in a long time. And coming out of that, we said together, if God is in this, that's the reason the enemy is going after us. And we sat down with Ron and Jay and Steve that night, and we said, yes, God is calling us to this. We had a peace that we had not had for such a long time, so we knew that God was calling us. And I just echo what Richard said about the honor and privilege it is to serve in this congregation. God has a plan and a purpose for this church, and God has a plan and a destiny for each individual here, and we want to be a part of that, as Glenda and I are privileged to serve along with this team.
Mary Grace and I are the newbies here. We've been attending Living Hope for about 2 years, but we feel like we've been connected with you all for much longer. We've been attending life groups from before that. We were part of a house church network that was actually, our house church was in connection with a house church that was planted from this church many, many years ago, as some of the veterans here will remember. So we've had this connection and affinity for Living Hope. And so when we started to come here on a regular basis, it was amazing that God just continued to confirm that this was our home. And then as we moved along, it was just amazing that God's timing in it all, that we came here about a little bit before a lot of this, as we're calling, transition happened. And on the one hand, that might daunt some people, but it was exciting for us to see what God was doing here and that God put us here to play a part in that. And just through the encouragement of Pastor Ron's sermons, the Lord continued to encourage us and say, you know what, that Pastor Ron, where he's taking this congregation, is where we have a passion. And that this congregation was had an emphasis on the Holy Spirit and giftings, and just knowing, just like you said, everybody has a place. God has gifted everybody to be a part of the body. And we just felt like the timing was such from the Lord that as this came about, with the elder process, it just made sense. And making sense sounds intellectual, but beyond that, I just kept saying that it was God orchestrated, and to not serve in this role would be wrong. And so, like these men, I count it a privilege to be here, to be able to serve here, and to be able to walk alongside of everybody here as we have an exciting time ahead at Living Hope, and we're just really excited about where God has and where he's aligning and how he's fitting the pieces together to something great, to reach not only us here, but the people outside.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Thank you. I'm excited to have you hear more from these men over, obviously, the days and weeks ahead, but even a little later this morning, I'll be talking more with them about some of the things that God's stirring in them. But what we're going to do at this point is we're going to move into a commissioning prayer for the three of them, where we are recognizing them, anointing them for this role at Living Hope. So at this time, first I'm going to ask Steve to join me. Steve Cody, some of you may remember that Steve brought a message here in July. Steve is on the oversight team for HopeNet, which is the network we're a part of. And over this summer, when Dave was on sabbatical, Steve was serving in our overseer role. So Steve has been the one that has walked this journey with us. Dave Whitmer is unable to be here this morning. I'll just mention that again later. But so in his place, Steve is here, and it's good to have here. It's good to have you here, Steve, to walk with us. Jay, come on up as well. And then the wives of these three gentlemen, Carla and Glenda and Mary Grace, if you would join us. I'm going to ask you guys to step forward a little bit, and then come up and stand with your husbands. Okay. Jay, I'll give that to you. What we're going to do is we'll actually be using two biblical symbols. Jay and Steve are going to be laying hands on these brothers as we go down the line and pray for them. And I'm going to be anointing them with oil. And I just grabbed this oil this morning, and I noticed that the label on it says Light of Jerusalem. Now, who is the Light of Jerusalem? That's Jesus, right? So I thought that was kind of cool, you know. So this anointing is representing, it represents a lot of things. Of course, people were anointed in the Old Testament as a sign of God's selection. But as I pour this on you, I mean, that's what we want in all of us, right? Not just the leaders, is the presence of Jesus, the anointing of the presence of Jesus. So that when people encounter us, again, whether we're in leadership or whether we're not, is that they encounter Jesus in us, Jesus through us. So, yeah. So let's start here with Richard and work our way down. Steve and Jay, join in. Jay, maybe if you would go, you want to have a comment. Yeah, go right ahead.
I'd like to share a comment. I was asking the Lord, you know, for a verse, you know, for these three men, their families, and so forth. And the Lord gave me Isaiah 12, 2 and 3. God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my salvation. And it says, with joy, Rick, Kevin, and Chris, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. That is your strength.
I'm going to ask you guys to kneel, if you would, and then we're going to pray. I've invited Jay to begin with a prayer, and then I will anoint and pray as well.
Father, thank you. As Isaiah said, who am I? Lord, thank you that Richard has found favor in your sight. Each one of us, when we have a relationship with you, we have favor with you. Lord, thank you so much for Richard, for his heart. He has the Father's heart. Lord, fan into flame your purposes for his life. Thank you for this addition, Richard being an addition to the elder team, and for the leadership of this congregation. Just pour out your blessing, empower him, anoint him. Thank you, Lord. We anoint him in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Also Thank you for Richard, God, for the ways that he has ministered to so many already at Living Hope. God, whenever leaders are recognized, it's always an acknowledgement of what you've been doing, what you've been doing. It's not just about what you will do, but what you've been doing. So I thank you for Richard. God, you've placed a shepherd's heart in him. He is a man of mercy. He is a man of compassion. He is a man whose heart goes out to those who are hurting, to those who have fallen, to those who have stumbled. God, he is a man that has firsthand tasted the deliverance that comes when we call on you, and the life transformation that happens when someone is taken from darkness to light by the power of the Holy Spirit. So God, I thank you for that testimony in his life and the way that he walks with so many in that same journey. So God, this morning, as Jay already prayed, I anoint Richard in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I, Father, I just declare that he is now an elder of this body, a leader sharing in the leadership responsibilities for this flock. Richard, watch over the flock as a shepherd. Watch over this flock as a shepherd of their souls. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Richard. We bless him. We bless Carla. Thank you so much for her, the blessing she is. We pray for their marriage. Bless them, God, for their family. We anoint them, Lord. They are a blessing to us. Thank you for the gift they are. And we receive them as your gift to us in this time. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for Kevin and Glenda. Thank you for Kevin's heart, his stability. Lord, just open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessing on him. Mm-hmm. Thank you that he has found favor also in you. Lord, also with Kevin, fan into flame your purposes, your joy mm-hmm. in him. May he find his strength, and his song will be in you, Lord. Lord, thank you so much for his addition as part of this elder team. The details, Lord, of how you brought this team together. Thank you for that Kevin is part of it. Mm-hmm. In your
thank
name.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I do thank you for Kevin and the gift that he and his wife and family are to this body. God, Kevin is a man who is an exhorter. He is a teacher. He is a giver. God, he serves you in such a humble way, but touching the lives of so many. So many at Living Hope have observed the maturity in Kevin's life, and they too have seen this journey. Many of us have seen this journey that you've taken he and Glenda on. Some of the battles with illness that he's had and surgeries, and God, the way you brought him through that. And just to hear his testimony of healing again this weekend was such a blessing. So God, we're thankful that you have raised he and Glenda up, and you've raised Glenda up, you've raised Kevin up to serve in this elder role for such a time as this, God. His gifts, the anointing that he has that he walks in is what is needed at this time. So we thank you for that. So Father, I anoint Kevin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I declare and state, God, that he is now an elder at Living Hope Community Church, part of the leadership team, God. I know that he needs your strength to lead in that role, just as we all do. So give him your strength. Pour out your spirit on him, Father, that he will serve you just as you have designed for this season. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Lord, thank you for Christopher. And the meaning of that name is Christ living in me, living mm-hmm. in my heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that Christopher is going to live that day by day. Mm-hmm. You have found favor in him also as his walk with you. Christopher and Mary Grace have found favor with you. Lord, bless them. Strengthen them. May their joy and their strength come totally from you. May they stay connected. May rivers of life flow through them. May you, Lord, the river of life, flow through them.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, I thank you for Christopher. and the way that we've gotten to know him and Mary Grace over the last few years. God, that the heart that you so quickly revealed to us that you've placed in him, a heart for mission, a heart for community, the maturity that's in him, the knowledge of the word, God, the faith with which he walks each day. God, Christopher is a ruler. He is one who can see details and can see things that are needed. God, we thank you for that gift that you're bringing to our team. Christopher also has a prophetic gifting in him, God. I thank you that you have placed that in him as well. So, Father, release those gifts and just supernaturally bless him to serve in this role and to be a blessing to the body. So, Christopher, as I have with these other brothers, I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I declare that you are now an elder in the body at Living Hope Community Church, serving with other leaders, giving of your talents, your gifts, and your energy to shepherd this body. I pray for him. I pray for Mary Grace, God, for the way that they'll serve together. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. You guys can get up. All right. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Steve, who has a few more comments, and then he wants to lead in just one more period of prayer yet before we release the students to their classes.
A time that I have been truly humbled and honored to be a part of, while it is right now focusing on three individuals, we're going to widen that focus to the whole team of five. During this process, your pastor, lead pastor, senior pastor, Ron, has been led, as have these leaders in agreement, to consider himself as well an elder. That's biblical, and it's a valid way. So he introduced himself today as an elder. That's fairly new for Ron. Jay has been an elder here for some time. So Sharon has now come, and Molly. Mm-hmm. And this is your team. There is no I in the word team. Many sports coaches have said that many times. This is a team that works together, works with the Lord. And this is widening as well to you as a community. Community can be thought of as common unity. You are a community, Living Hope Community Church. And so it's time now for all of us, and myself serving in this fill-in overseeing role on behalf of HopeNet, which is part of the extension of this community. It's all time now for us to come before the Lord in prayer for this team and for all of these 10 individuals, these five couples, these five elders. And to do that, we're going to have some others pray. I'd like to invite Denny and Karen Schenck to come up at this time, and they're going to offer prayer.
As we listen for prayers, I listen for prayer for you. What is in Exodus 18, where Jethro goes to Moses, he's his father-in-law, and he says, "You need more people. You can't." People were relying day and night, for help and to be judged and judge things. And so Jethro, as the person of wisdom, said, "This is not right. It's not good for you, Pastor Ron and Jay, and it's not good for the body." And so that's what I believe. I believe we are at a new place, and I believe what God is positioning us for is the ability for you as a team to be expanded, to meet the needs, and to be able to bless this church, to grow it, because things need to be in place for God to grow, I think, because he's a God of order. So I think this is a wonderful step that we're taking and that you've agreed to take with us.
Father God, your word tells us that there is wisdom and much counsel. And so we thank you that we have a bigger counsel. And Lord, we know that's going to bring different opinions, but we thank you that your Holy Spirit will pull them together and that they will work as a team. Lord, they're called to an awesome responsibility. And we know that Satan is going to attack extra hard, as he already has. And we declare, Father, that your blessings will be upon them, your strength will be upon them, and that Satan will not prevail. Father God, we just ask that you would grant them strength as the hard time comes. And we thank you that we know you will. Amen.
Lord, I just pray a blessing to over these wives, because the two are one. And so, Lord, we ask that, first of all, that you would just protect that union, the union of husband and wife, as the father, as the husbands take on this role. And we ask for blessing and patience from the wives, and encouragement and support of their husbands as they go through this, Lord. And we just also pray that this position would be a blessing, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen and grow them as a couple as they walk through this eldership at Living Hope. So, Lord, we just say thank you, and we are just excited to see what you have in store for each of these people that you've chosen. Amen.
Thank you. Also, today, praying will be John Hughes, who's been for many years part of this community and now live stream. John, if you'll come up, please.
Before I do, I wanted to share with you something. The Lord allows me to see things in the Spirit, and I just wanted to tell you as a congregation that this isn't just a ceremony going on here on the earth. This has also been ordained from heaven, and even this morning as I was preparing my heart for this, I saw mantles coming down. A mantle is sort of something you wear over your shoulders to... that indicates levels of authority and anointings for service. So I saw just they're all coming down together. I couldn't tell you who got which one, but some of them had different decoration on them. Some had some ropes and cords, and some they're just elaborate. Every one of them very glorious. So that was just a treat for me to see that. So I wanted to share that with you. Another thing is, I was sitting out here, I saw that the giftings that are in this group are not individual, that every one of the giftings that God has for service in here are at least shared by at least two people. So I saw sort of a yoking in the group, within the group. So there's a strength in that that you should be very pleased about. Then I saw a couple of individual things for for individuals, which I'll just tell them individually. and that would take some time, so I don't want to take your time for that, but I'll do that individually. So Father, I just thank you for these precious people, Lord, and just for the door that's been opened in their lives now, and all the changes that will occur, Lord. I just pray that you be glorified in all that they do, Lord. You be glorified. Lord, lift this church to a new level. New level of service, new level of love, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, John. Now we're going to include all of you in some active prayer. I'm going to ask if the team would just move to the center of the congregation, huddle in there, and you may take the yellow prayer that you were asked to have in your hand, in your program. And we're going to say this prayer as a group, as a community, asking God to bless this team and all the individuals here. We're going to trust that God is going to hear the heart of each and every one of you as you join in this time of commissioning. This is a commissioning. So... let us pray for your leaders. Heavenly Father, We are so blessed by the perfect leadership of Jesus Christ in our lives and in our church. We are also thankful that by your grace, you appoint and empower individuals within the body to serve as leaders. So this morning, we thank you for Richard, Kevin, Christopher, Jay, and Ron, and ask for the presence and power of your Holy Spirit in their lives and ministry. Strengthen them for this role and for the challenges and tests that are part of leadership. Give them the sensitivity needed to hear your voice and the courage to follow wherever you lead. We pledge our support through our prayers and words of encouragement. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Father, I add to these many prayers the request, Lord, that you will continue to anoint each of these leaders and their wives as they function as a team of elders for this congregation. We know, Lord, that this models the early church and how the apostles appointed elders and how elders ruled, not shepherding or lording it over others, but under the good shepherd, you, Jesus. And so, Father, we pray for your continued anointing and blessing. We pray, Lord, that you'll use this team to hear your voice and to set vision and to encourage and inspire and enable others in their ministries, that this will be a thriving body where every part is doing its part, like the body you've created in us, that the arm can't say to the hand, I have no need of you, that we all function together, Lord, and yet we need a head, and you, Jesus, are that head, and you put people in leadership of eldership so that we can have order and we can have insight and inspiration. We can have authority. We can have discipline. We can have ministries that flourish and go forward. So, Lord, we ask for your continued anointing on this whole team and this team of five elders and their wives and all those in ministry within this congregation who work alongside of them. And may we honor them and pray for them continually as I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before we take a break here in a minute, I want to challenge you that this is a time when we aren't simply looking inward. We're looking outward to the ministries that God has. This is not a mutual admiration society. This is not the more we get together, the happier we'll be. This is a time when we can look out. And about a year ago, I ran across a prayer that was put together by the Franciscan community. That's a Catholic community started under the inspiration of St. Francis. I'd never heard this, and it touched me. And I'd like to give this blessing to this congregation, this leadership team in the congregation. And I pray it will challenge you that the real purpose for our ministry is not to perpetuate this church, to attract people here, but to do the work of ministry. Leaders equip the saints for the work of ministry, of mission, of reaching out to others. It's not about us. It's about Jesus, and it's about his mission. May God bless you with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may live deep within your heart. May God bless you with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless you with tears to shed for those who suffer pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and to turn their pain into joy. And may God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that you can make a difference in this world so that you can do what others claim cannot be done, to bring justice and kindness to all of our children and the poor. Amen. Pastor Ron.